This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a breezy day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys a warm afternoon, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, as reported by Times of Israel, Iran's Galibaf warns Tehran will react proportionately if Israel and the U.S. do not adhere to the Memorandum of Understanding. The IDF says it killed the Hamas terrorist responsible for abducting Captain Daniel Peres on October 7th. Also from Israel Hayom, earlier today, the IDF has eliminated Mohammad Naim Jandia, a senior Hamas member involved in the abduction and deaths of hostages at the start of the war. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF eliminated a terrorist linked to multiple kidnappings and the holding of Israeli captives by Hamas. Separately, I-24 News notes that the IDF has targeted a Hamas operative involved in the October 7th abduction of Captain Daniel Peres and the holding of other hostages. And finally, the IDF reports a reservist was seriously injured in a clash with Hezbollah in recent hours. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 questioned the effectiveness of Western diplomacy with Iran, claiming Tehran's strategy is built on confrontation, not peace. Michael Dixon highlighted a letter from President Isaac Herzog to former President Trump, appreciating the U.S.-Israel alliance and efforts to bring hostages home. Amichai Chikli criticized comments by Hakan Fidan, linking them to historically infamous figures. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. Iran's parliament speaker Mohammed Bager Khalibaf has issued a stern warning. Tehran will respond proportionately if the US and Israel don't honor the Memorandum of Understanding. This comes amidst heightened tensions and potential diplomatic fallout. The impact on regional stability remains uncertain, with potential escalations. Turning to Israel Hayom's coverage, the IDF announced it has eliminated Mohammed Naim Jandia in northern Gaza. Jandia was a senior Hamas figure and head of the Nukba unit. His elimination marks a significant blow to Hamas's operational leadership. This action reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's command structure. Meanwhile, Walla confirms the IDF's operation against a terrorist linked to multiple kidnappings. This follows the earlier targeting of figures involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Peres. Both operations aim to weaken Hamas's grip on hostages and terror activities. The consequences for Hamas's operational capabilities could be substantial. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Stedrit has inaugurated a $3 million innovation center. The RESE Hub project aims to attract startups focused on AI-driven health and emergency technologies. Separately, according to Globes, Anduril's founders have invested $25 million in Tracer. This Israeli startup specializes in machines to combat terrorist tunnels and underground threats. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares that Elbit Systems plans to recruit 2,000 more employees by year's end. The CEO announced an increase in weapon production, reflecting growing demand. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.